These men would be similar to Indians across the Atlantic, at least as far as to resemble Hamet the northeast of Africa, whose land they are very close. In summary, the average type of men presents strong profile track, aquiline nose, high forehead, pulled back, with panache, black hair, smooth. The modern Indian shares these characteristics with their Mayan ancestors, as shown in numerous reliefs, so it must be permanent features of a human race. This is a bridge built on the ocean, leading to the world and the oldest cave paintings in Spain and west of France, and thus is of particular importance for our subject. These cave paintings do not portray the man in the same way as realistic show the contemporary fauna, but enhance and overvalue in expressionist style, characteristics, probably those considered by the artist and features specifically as beautiful. In these paintings the men are always high, strong, muscular, runners and hunters of dark red skin, and probably, as in fact were. There are good reasons to give the Cro-Magnon people of non-European origin, the oldest and at the same time, more artistically impressive paintings of Europe. Already been mentioned elsewhere that, in all likelihood, these people suddenly appeared to have come to Western Europe, presumably the island of Atlantis, or through this island. In this regard, it remains to verify the accuracy of the theory of Lewis Spence, assuming a series of migratory waves, which have been responsible for the early colonization of Western Europe by individuals of different types of man of Neanderthal. With the small number of relevant findings would also be permissible to suppose that those settlers were not tribal or nomadic peoples, but organized in the hunting expeditions, which left the islands large, highly civilized, and visited the vast virgin forests of Europe, so barbaric and wild, like how the current hunters visit Alaska or undertake safaris in Africa. Anyway, the sort of Cro-Magnon is clearly distinguishes the type of Neanderthal or Aurignac, who was the head man of the old Europe. With their superior weapons, forced the withdrawal of those primitive people to the Alpine regions and its gradual extinction. The latest, after the Carta, Clismo of Atlantis, or at the time of transition for the five, quaternary tenario, the man of Cro-Magnon, coming from the west, colonized Europe. Moreover, there are good reasons to consider it as the ancestor of a Nordic race, called the second region of Dalarna, Dale Carlia, Sweden. Thus, various elements can be used to attempt to reconstitute the Atlantic, despite the regrettable lack of positive data. The Bohr date demonstrates this attempt at recovery, but without claiming to give the portrait of those human types. Even the skull of Cro-Magnon can only give the bone contours, so all the more to replenish the face was designed, with some arbitrariness, even looking to adopt the best of the criteria. Our review does not give the details with the sharpness desirable, but conveys a vivid picture of what that would be transmitted by simple reproduction of the skull. If a specific term for this people, to serve as a label pre-historical, anthropological, would be the Proto-Indian American. The Cro-Magnon type is similar to the more modern type of Indian as any other types of human, for both, just look at the face of Sitting Bull Eye, Sitting Bull, on the side. The Proto-Indian and the man of Cro-Magnon? This association of ideas will certainly be challenged by anthropologists. As a counter-argument, the following is a quote from a text, examined and approved by experts in the field, taken from the book by Herbert Wentzucht Adam I.Ch., In Search of Adam, Melhorimento's Editions, 1965. In 70 years that have passed since that Chester stock reflected on the footprints found in Carson City, were discovered several human bones and traces of civilizations in the entire American continent, from Minnesota to the Strait of Magellan. All these Proto-Indians were of the type Homo sapiens, have the characteristics of the man of Cro-Magnon, mixed with Mongoloid features and Indians. Its age can be determined with considerable accuracy, thanks to the method of radiocarbon and test the fluoride. None of the skeletons lay for more of 12 millennia in American land. Undoubtedly, these Proto-Contemporary American Indians were the last of them. certainly descend Atlantic in the most recent races of Indians. Of both, of the Atlantic type of Crow, Magnan and modern Indians. They have somatic characters as you continue to certify their bones, so must have represented an intermediate type between the Crow, Magnan, found in Europe, and the Indians of the Americas. Thus, the findings of the bones are close ethnic hypothetical circle that could be explained as involving a prehistoric Atlantis, its supposed center, whose inhabitants, then the owners of the world, have brought their influence to the continents of the Old and New World where, without the use of force, but only by its settlers and pioneers, they would spread their consanguineous Atlantida heritage, common to all these guys human. And as the second witness of the cave paintings, these men of Crow, Magnan were brown skin, reddish, it can consider them as the prototypes of Indo-American. The skin brown, red, is an indelible feature of the Indian, person of blood type, muscular, athletic, in constant motion. Therefore, it's explicit the symbolic meaning of red among the ancients Primitivos, inhabitants of the pyramids and the belt marked by the influence of primitive civilization Atlantis. Here are some examples, taken at random, to illustrate this point. Until now, the still red as the color of the imperial emblems, real, of princes and cardinals. The images of gods and triumphators were painted in red. The ancient Egyptians preferred the red tones in makeup, living, as demonstrated by the statue of Ranofa, 4th dynasty. The purple is the color adopted by the church for their great celebrations. Always and invariably, the color of blood is linked to the concept of supreme power, the triumph and glory. That color would be a never forgotten memory of the ancient rulers of the world. The red skins of Atlantis. These red skins would be the first men. This was the explanation of the name of the first man, Adam, meaning red. The first example of the land is called Adamah, red. Incidentally, today is to explain the Bible verse that reads. It was huge at that time on earth, and powerful men who were long famous. Gen. 6.4. In fact, there might be giant men. Pharaomeganorupus referenced to this verse, of which a fragment of lower jaw with three teeth, was found in Java, however, allow for the completion of a certain primitive man, or a giant ape, like the Gigantopithecus, sizes further or the African Paranthropus crassidens. Moreover, we need not penetrate so deep in the shadows of primitive times, to realize that those were giants, and powerful men who were long famous. Just compare the reconstitution of the proven and guaranteed to Crow, Magnan man and the man of Neanderthal to understand this strange biblical verse. Figure 25 outlines the three bones in the same scale. On the left we have the man of Neanderthal, antediluvian, in the center, an Australian original, recent, as representative of a normal type of primitive man. Right, the man of Crow, Magnan, the man of Neanderthal, European, on average, less than 1.60 meters tall, was a dwarf, stocky body, bony, in comparison, of the Crow, Magnan, nothing less bony, but going from 2 meters height, was a true giant, like the biblical Goliath, killed by David with the slingshot. Thus, in figure 25 shows on the left, the midget history, the man of Neanderthal and to the right, the giant, also history, the man of Crow, Magnan, therefore, leads to the conclusion that the old tales and legends of giants and dwarfs have real basic, like how almost all the myths have. It is usually considered the man of Neanderthal as a secondary branch of the tree of humanity contemporary, dating to its origin from 50,000 to 100,000 years ago. The broadly, this could be true, as would also correct the assumption that the man of Crow, Magnan types and or Ignac, emerged in the last stages of glaciation, already considered the type sapiens, were responsible for their extinction. However, in this case, it accepted a temporary coexistence of dwarf and giant. It will, however, that there was never a mixture of races. It is supposed that the last refuge of the man type primitive Europe were the Alpine Redoubt in Central Europe, and there will not be retained something of their character's hereditary. So surreptitiously, the man of Neanderthal survives in their descendants. The example of how the fairy tale speaks of the dwarves, live in caves, hollow mountains and lived the ancient hunters of bears, which, despite its nickname anthropological, were men of truth, which, over time and with their way of life, more primitive, have the equivalent knowledge and wisdom of men classified as sapiens. These two human diluvial were contemporaries and competitors, but the men of the type of crow, Magnan took advantage of the Neanderthal, not only for its highest stature, but also by carrying weapons and more sophisticated and deadly. Figure 25. In those days there were giants on Earth. A comparison of the heights of the skeleton diagrammatically and diagram, respectively, a man of Neanderthal, antediluvian, an Australian, a man of recent and grow, Magnan, or member of the Atlantis race, shows that the latter was of huge proportions, in for prehistoric human types and recent measures indicated by Hermann Clack. However, short stature was not only the man of Neanderthal, description of an entire ethnic group, but were low all representatives of the old human types, except in only the crow, Magnan and his supposed relatives, the type Orignac. This point is clarified in compliance with the bones of the Lower Paleolithic period and the tools of stone and polished stone shavings, at the time. The wedges Acheuleana civilization and artifacts even earlier, fall, so only in small hands. The swords and daggers to the Bronze Age, found on European soil since the graves of Hallstatt, Austria, to the tombs in the form of a bit of Peloponnese, Greece. Cables have surprisingly delicate to the point, for a long time, weapons have been declared as female, and until the medieval garments, the German knights, are small for modern men of normal stature. Apparently, high stature is a sign of degeneration and thus attributed to the final stages of a civilization. The example of the short stature of dwarf is regarded as indicating an early stage. In this sequence of ideas, the pioneers of Gro, Magnan, Torso ethnic Atlantis, with its high structure, the fit-off, massive, were the representatives of the final phase of a cycle civilization. Can hardly pass unnoticed by the marked indignation with the cultural biases of the then owners of the world, which, according to the legends of the flood, led to the angry god's terrible punishment, which punished that primitive part of humanity that, by arrogance and perversity, transgressed the laws, governing the condition of land and, therefore, deserves to be punished. Also the Bible speaks about God, it was great seeing the malice of men on earth and that all thoughts of his heart were continuously applied to evil, repent of having made man on earth, and touched the intimate pain of heart, said, exterminate the face of the man who created the earth, from man to animals, from reptiles to the birds of heaven, because I have done the heavy. Gen. 6, 5, 7. The deluge that, in large part, destroyed the world back then, was the punishment for such their owners, the giants of Atlantis. They were the powerful and long famous that subjugated all the peoples around you. Apparently, it was not by chance that the people of Atlantis back to its origin to the giant Atlas, who regarded as his god, father, for them. Their gigantic stature should have been proof of his foreign descent divine. It is indeed strange that in all the old legends, the giant talking, except for distortions, dating from later times, they appear as bearers of civilization. A giant built the castles of the Nordic gods, because they would not have met the necessary conditions for both. The mammoth document works of antiquity apri, assigned or giants, or Poseidon, which is not only the god of the sea, but is still called what makes the earth shake, which is a very clear indication of their relationship physical with Atlas, volcano. In one way or another, every culture, every civilization in the fire, a god in flames. Volcano is older than Jupiter, Tvastra older than Indra or Brahma, Ptah older than Osiris, Loki older than Odin, and the auxiliary that god is the original iron, Ros, giant, the Cyclops, the demigod of enormous physical strength and offspring unreported, which fly to all deities. In the Odyssey are called sons of Poseidon, are anthropophagi and only losers are the low cunning of men, weak, post-diluvial. They, the Cyclops, throw huge stones against their enemies, who killed with their maces Pisatissimus, their huge hammers of stone, struggling with their huge spears and, moreover, threatened, often, the power of the Olympic gods. These legends, when surveyed on their reasons, throw some light on those times remotissimos, when the giants dominated the earth, until it drowned in the flood waters. A comparison of Bible verses with the Platonic tale, concerning the reasons for the annihilation of humanity antediluvian, shows that an agreement could hardly be pure coincidence. Cites's motivation of perversity is the gradual loss of divine inheritance, his constant wear, because the children of God had trade with the daughters of men, Gen. 6.4. This was the unforgivable fault, sufficiently serious, for this cause, punish the entire earth? Or were other reasons for the ultimate punishment? Atlantis, great power. The figure 26 shows the island, dominating the seas. The Albion prehistoric as a powerful focus irradiation, reaching all the coastal regions of the Atlantic and the Mediterranean, to be reached by sea. The Atlantis was a great power. Does the ancient legends, Pre, Homeric, Fecios of the fabulous people, the distant island of Ski, in the end point of the sea in the world, contain a memory of Atlantis? There are certain similarities in the narratives of Homer, describing the temple of Alcinous and description of the temple of Poseidon in Atlantis, to support this conjecture. Figure 26. Atlantis, light of the world inhabited by man in red leather. Everywhere where several authors found a his Atlantis, found evidence for their argument, advocating supposed cultural relations with that ancient center of civilization. The drawing above, recording the results of research not orthodox about Atlantis, shows the sphere of influence that focused the light from an extinct that, over time, illuminated the world of man with red skin, thus indicating the approximate size of the first global empire built by the people of that race. However, who would be Plato? Consciously or unconsciously, was under the influence of the Odyssey, which met very well, or if both stories have a common origin. As it was, in fact, Poseidon, it would have been similar to the mythical city on the island of Ski, on which would be more likely, with the port city on Lake Titicaca, never finished, but destroyed in primitive times and that, today, is the thousands of meters above sea level. In the database provided by Poznanski, Rolf Muller calculated the age of that city, Dionico, worth up to this, certain structural values. Using all relevant factors, including the oldest authentic historical data on the oblique angle, ecliptic, that it plays a decisive role, Muller found the time around 9500 BC, in perfect keeping with the Platonic narrative. Does Dionico Empire belonged to the Sea of the Atlantic, despite its location on the Pacific side of South America? Is the Atlantis Empire would have extended up to or beyond this point? The Atlantic had been the first browser to trust to the current of Humboldt, as recently done so damn grew intrepid Norwegians. They were the first to tread the soil of Easter Island. The giant alien had erected the shows in some of its features, like the man with the type of Aurignac of old Europe. There are a number of questions, without waiting for reply, board 9. Another problem with this complex of questions to be answered and possibly susceptible to answer, relates to traces of the language Atlantis. It may be that recent languages still closed identifiable remains of a language, once universal, dating from Upper Paleolithic. Of course, for the etymology, this question should be given but a slight shake of his head. Where there is a possibility to find such traces of a remote language, in any way could be found in the languages of the Indo-European language family, which for this season came in too late, rather, is the fractional language, erratic, are not in any conventional language of schemes. On European soil, the Basque language is part of that group. F. N. Fink undoubtedly one of the highest authorities in comparative philology, The Basque is the legitimate continuation of the Iberian and older, and known only through inscriptions on coins. In turn, is classified by the Ibero-Finnic a group of unknown languages, which comprises Caucasian family of languages, including those of the Chaldeans, Hittite, Mitannies, Lycios, the inhabitants of the Sea of Gara, the Lydian, Missi, Pisidios, Isaro, Lyconios, Charlatan and Etruscans. The ancient Romans called the Basques of Vascania, themselves are self, Nakes Kulda, which means Iscara equals Oscara men or speakers. In this context, Fink Iscaro emphasized that the term does not relate only to the Vascania, Roman, meaning Basque, but also with Ossi, name of a people of ancient Gallic Aquitaine. Possibly it is people's relatives. For our case, the Basque languages of particular importance have been discovered by a certain similarity between the Basque and some Siberian languages. Thus, modern nomads, living in the peninsula Chukchi in the extreme northern tip of Asia, speaking a language that in some aspects, remember the Basque. And, in turn, the language of these nomads, whose shot is the animal of reindeer, appears to be some kinship with extinct languages of Mediterranean peoples, prehistoric and early history of, including living in Asia Minor. The following conjecture, perfectly plausible, is advocated by von Natzma, in the remote valleys of the Pyrenees, and that remote peninsula of Siberia, were kept some last vestiges of a southern, European language, the era of glaciation. 9. Bord. Types of Aurignac in Europe and Easter Island. The girl's head, the left is the design of a sculpture in ivory, the genuine kind of Aurignac, place of discovery, Unterwisternitz, Moravia, Slovakia, Czechoslova. In their characteristics, low forehead, protruding part of the eye, long nose, small mouth, chin strongly profiled, head long, thin face, is similar, markedly, the type, right, of foreign head of ancestors, on Easter Island, Rapa Nui. Nobody knows that time, before the time, those monuments date Ariam enigmatic and why the symbols of Easter Island's written recall the characters of Mohenjo-Daro, India, would be the influence of a glacial civilization, spread across the globe. The philologist von Natzma motivate this hypothesis with extensive migration, continued for centuries, the people of that time hunters. Of course, their territories of hunting came up with frequency, following the change of the various stages of glaciation. Thus, according to von Natzma, some nomads have advanced to Siberia, while others have found temporary asylum in the Pyrenees. As a compulsion, it can add this question, why not also have found refuge in the valleys of the Caucasus, similar to Auckland? Certainly, Fink had good reason to classify the Basque language among Caucasian. Moreover, he says verbatim, all these languages and dialects South Caucasian are related to the language of the ancient Iberians, who in times of Herodotus certainly was still fairly uniform. However, the Mingrelios and Lasso, who also speak a language South Caucasian, are considered and rightly, as descendants of former Colquicos. However, this does not exclude the contingency, in ancient times, they exchanged their own language by Iberico. Also, the already mentioned similarity between the language Mingrelio and Georgia, which is known authentic continuation of the old Iberian, is an indication for the Colquico be connected with the Egyptian, as also mentioned by Herodotus too. In this case the evolution difficult it could be processed differently than assumed here. With these explanations etymology of a reputation, some data contained in the book Shadow of Atlantis, by A. Bra, Guinea, gain weight. However, the Basque language has many roots and words that exactly match the Georgian language. In this work, the author of Presence of the Fact that a former Russian official of Georgian descent was able to understand is the people of the region, soon after their arrival in northern Spain. He spoke in Georgian, but the Basques and the Felt. A Bruin account other things, that the Basque have a striking similarity with the Japanese. could well be because the ancestral trunk of the Japanese modern Mongoloid origin be Tungusia, and in their migration to the east, certainly came into contact with the nomads, who used the animal as the reindeer shot. Also, the Turkmens and Ugro-Finnicas were also relatives and neighbors of Tungeses. Considering also that, according Fink, the lesser known languages of the peoples of pre-ancient Mediterranean were also part of the circle of kinship, further away from the original Basque, the language of the oldest indigenous tribe Italic, called Osco, identical with Ossi, Vasconia, suddenly comes across an extensive family linguistics, branched through time and space. The Basque, the erratic stranger among European languages, suddenly emerge as a last vestige of universal language, pre-historical, universal language, and also across the Atlantic. A. Bruin talk about their experiences. In Guatemala I heard often from a Indian tribe, which inhabits the district of Payten in the north of the country. This tribe speaks a language similar to the Basque, and I know if a Basque missionary sermons delivered there in their mother tongue, which were perfectly well understood and accepted. Think second, the language of the natives. The Lacandonios that inhabit the district of Payten is an ancient language used only by fragments a few hundred people, and again is an indication of the remote past. Furthermore, by strange coincidence, this hypothesis has been supported by a report, cited by C.W. Sirum, in his book Goethe, Grabbe und Deutsch, Lady, God's Tombs and Wise, Melhorimento's Editions, 1974. In 1947, an expedition led by Giles Greville Healy left for Benamia, Pak, in Chiapas, Payten. Once more were 11 stately temples of Old Kingdom, which may be dated from the period just prior to the emigration. However, this time finding the miracle by Healy in the jungles were the cave paintings. Healy made the photo a couple of these before Lacandona paintings. His face has emerged as a true copy of the profile of a Maya king, portrayed in the painting. Through many centuries, kept up the characteristics of the people endangered, not only in language but also in the face of Lacandonios and customs, which are of ancient date. Will, once the Atlantic would be like the modern Lacandonios? Payten is not far from Tula, Mexico. There lives the tribe of indigenous Otomi, also interesting, and whose language Bruin writes. These Indians speak the ancient Japanese, and when the ambassador of Japan in Mexico there was a visit, talked with them in that ancient dialect. This relationship between language comes close linguistic circle in a way surprising, unexpected. If the Japanese is cognate with the Georgia, Giano, for its ancient Tungus's components, and Georgia, through its parent, the Basque, with the Guatemalan, then not surprising the fact that Otomi, linked to the Guatemalans, understand the ancient Japanese. So, all these languages, related to each other, should be based on a universal language of ancient date. Fester was especially Richard who, in his book Is it War die ganz anders, the era of glaciations was completely different, 1973, researched the archetypes of the primitive human language. He studied the basic says. Palaveras, bar, call, that, there, ASQ, tag, with modifications to its speech and its meaning, and, in the course of this work, has to coordinate many languages. That is work of recognized value. Fester reverted to the idea, formulated by von Humboldt, establishing basic relationship between stem 125 languages, spoken around the globe, which classified according to their degree of kinship. Supposed that, as the professor said, Lieberman, the man of Neanderthal, had not yet pharynx, and therefore was not able to articulate a complete language. The man of Cro-Magnon was already evolved to the point of being able to speak a language, which would explain its general supremacy and tactics on the first. However, if so, then the top center of an evolving language should also be sought between the representatives of the type of Cro-Magnon. Language is a protocol of time before the time. There is a fundamental program, uniform, approved by Paleolinistica, which includes all modern languages, and meanwhile extinct. The Basque, language of ancient Iberians, seems to be the next of kin that ancient universal language, today only indirectly visible because ultimately all the similarities mentioned, and partly extremely surprising, are linked to the Basque primitive that either is its root and serves as a mediator,